Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, guy who rode up on the elevator today with Mark D'Antonio, and that is Lynn Henning of the Detroit News. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, Jack. Yeah, that was a surprise. I turned the corner, and of all of the people I expected to be heading up there to the eighth floor, I don't think Mark D'Antonio was really early on the list there.
Well, we had heard that this was a possibility, and I thought he looked great. He sounded good. He sounded relaxed.
Very.
I would guess that, if anything, maybe this has been a little therapeutic, and a number of people asked questions. I know you asked about changes that he's going to make, and he seems to have the right attitude.
He does, and I have a vested interest in that because I have genetically high cholesterol. I've got one of those family tree situations where it doesn't matter how clean the diet is and how strict you are with your workout regimen, the numbers are just high.
Right.
And I've been medicated for 15 years, and it still is a challenge. And maybe I had a little bit more feeling of commonality, I guess, with a guy who's in his 50s like that, Jack, because it all runs through our mind here.
Right.
That this thing called mortality gets closer every day, and that cardiac disease is a serious threat, whether you're a football coach or you're in the media or you're in any other endeavor in life. So this all had, I think, had a relevance to an awful lot of fans beyond the fact that the guy that supposedly is the embodiment of health and vigor is a human being like the rest of us.
Lynn, 10 nights ago, we were sitting together in the trailer and talking about the play, Little Giants, and Mark D'Antonio standing up and answering questions about movies, and we went home. And next thing we know, cell phones are going crazy, and we're hearing all kinds of bizarre things. What was your first reaction when you heard that the scuttlebutt was D'Antonio had had a heart attack?
The word came that morning, and everybody was a little skeptical that we might be getting a bogus report here, because you know how many times we get tips that we have to be very suspicious about.
Yeah.
And this filled that particular category until the phone rang a few minutes later, and suddenly we realized that there was a press conference on a quote-unquote football-related matter, and right then you knew that this was more than just some kind of rumor.
Right.
And who knew at that point how serious the circumstance was, but that all happened, as you say, Jack, because those of us particularly who had to travel to Detroit, we got home that night probably about 3:30.
Right.
And had just gotten pretty much minimal sleep. And as you say, the phone started ringing, and back to Michigan State we go. But I've said it, too. I can't think of any other university where these kinds of events can happen within 12 hours of one another. It's still consistent with the absolutely crazy DNA of Michigan State that after this momentous touchdown, now we've gotten the other elements of theater and drama here that really were so chilling.
Yeah. Mark D'Antonio wanted to talk about the future. He didn't want to dwell on the past today, but he looked great, smiling, and that was encouraging. I'm sure it has been for his players and coaching staff as well. I have a theory on this I want to run by you. I think that this is a win-win-win, and we don't see this very often at Michigan State. Number one, Mark D'Antonio got the warning of a minor heart attack that some coaches have not received. Randy Walker, Dave McClain, John Bennington at Michigan State, and then suddenly they find you on a floor. Number two, for this football team, the fact that they were able to come together, as he said today, quoting Nietzsche, that which doesn't kill us makes us stronger, certainly could pay dividends now with leadership and the bonds that come together. And number three, I think for the community, as you mentioned in your own situation, I think a lot of us have taken a little bit longer look in the mirror. Maybe we've thought about that chicken wing that we were going to grab, or, as he said, having six of his eight servings of vegetables before noon today. So I see this as being about as positive as it can be, as long as the head coach is smiling.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great point, too, because he did get the warning here in the nick of time. And we all live with that kind of reality. The doctors explained it to me in this way, too, and it's a pretty colorful metaphor. He says, with you, he says, the gun is cocked. He says, we got to keep your finger off the trigger. Well, that's pretty blunt, but it's also, it needs to be blunt, because this thing, again, called cardiac disease, can get you, I don't care how lean you are, or again, how presumptively fine your diet is, this stuff can grab you, and it can produce worse results than obviously occurred with Mark, as you point out, Jack. And I do think that's good for the community to become a little bit more conscious of this.
Yeah, we heard a very similar metaphor. Scott, last week we heard genetics load the gun and what behavior pulls the trigger. So well, lifestyle pulls the trigger. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's not not too far from off the mark, because if you've got that propensity for blockage, and Mark conceded today that he's obviously got the same thing there, that there's a genetic factor that he deals with. That was the question, and that was the answer there. And I've been interested in that from the outset, if he had any kind of lipid history with that, because it would explain a lot about why this thing might have suddenly turned on him so rapidly here at age 54.
Right. Well, you know, Michigan State's got a lot of work to do this week, opening the Big Ten season against Wisconsin, a game that's rated a toss-up. Michigan has kind of an interesting test going down to Indiana, a team that it was lucky to survive against last season. So there are no guarantees, but I keep thinking ahead to October 9th and what that would be like in Ann Arbor if both teams are 5-0.
It's going to be something, and it's difficult to imagine for you or for me that Mark D'Antonio obviously won't be on the sidelines there. If everything goes okay this weekend,
he's
there. And then we do have the possibility here of unbeatens. I'm a little nervous about Michigan State this week, more than a little nervous because of Wisconsin's physical nature and the fact that yardage has come fairly easily against this team.
These teams are almost mirror images, too, Lynn. It should be very, very interesting. Thanks so much for joining us. Lynn Henning of the Detroit News, our guest.